USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
President Biden announced a major disaster declaration for Puerto Rico and ordered federal aid to assist with recovery efforts in areas affected by deadly Hurricane Fiona. At this hour, 1,033,000 homes on the island are without power. On Wednesday, the Fed raised the interest rates for the fifth time this year by another 0.75 percentage point. Powell also warned America the red-hot inflation will be with us for years.
FOMC participants have marked down their projections for economic activity, with the median projection for real GDP growth standing at just 0.2% this year and 1.2% next year.
After calling the Sandy Hook school shooting a hoax, talk show host Alex Jones is expected to make his first courtroom appearance and begin testifying Thursday, as he and his lawyer try to limit damages he must pay to families who lost loved ones in the massacre. Ginny Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, agreed to be questioned by the mostly partisan January 6th committee. Separately, the committee announced its next hearing would be next Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. The Australian Broadcasting Corporation is reporting 230 whales were found washed up on Tasmania's west coast early Wednesday, and only 35 remained alive as waves took their toll on the animals. This is the second mass whale stranding in 2 days. President Biden declared the United Nations on Wednesday that Russia has shamelessly violated the core tenets of the international body with its war in Ukraine. He then asked nations around the globe to stand firm in backing the Ukrainian resistance. NASA's Artemis 1 rocket passed a critical fueling test Wednesday, potentially keeping it on track for a planned September 27th liftoff to lunar orbit in the unmanned mission. USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
Constitutional lawyer Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax Wednesday said that New York Attorney General Democrat Letitia James' lawsuit against President Trump is not a strong case, and noted Ms. James campaigned on getting Trump.
This is not a strong case. Let me tell you why. Why haven't the banks sued him? They have just as good auditors, just as good ability to value them. Now, can't the bank go and do their own assessment? Why does the attorney general have to help one of the largest banks in the world do its due diligence and do its business?
Protests over the death of a woman in police custody in Iran last week intensified on Wednesday as unrest spread to dozens of cities. 22-year-old Mahsa Amini died after being arrested by Iran's morality police for allegedly violating a religious law requiring women to wear a headscarf. Iran has restricted internet access to its people since the unrest boiled over. Over 1,300 people have been detained for holding protests on Wednesday against Russian President Vladimir Putin's partial mobilization of reservists for the invasion of Ukraine. That's according to a human rights organization that monitors political persecution in Russia. The James Webb Space Telescope, checking out our home solar system, captured an image of Neptune and its delicate dusty rings in detail not seen in decades. Yep, Neptune has rings too. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
O'Reilly. Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.